Yep. It's raining. So if you can hear rain, it's because it's raining. It's day 97 in the Big Brother Australia house. We're nearing the end, and this is part one of a three-parter, which we'll do over the weekend. We'll have our final episode on Monday. First things first, we haven't podcasted in a little while, and Zoran has been evicted.
Zoran and Joel.
Yep, we've got it.
We're having a little celebration because our two least favourite housemates got kicked out, and I was expecting Joel to get through to third place, as was the betting odds, but thankfully he didn't.
I didn't watch the eviction because I watched Joel go out, and then I was just like, it was dragging on too long, and then I just went on the internet and found out, and I was very shocked that he went. It was my favourite eviction of the whole year. Who would have expected that he was going to be the one that would leave? Finally, the Australian voting public gets something right. And I don't vote, so, I mean, I can't really give them shit, but...
And things are slowly correcting themselves. Like, Travis is no longer going to win. He's going to become third, at least.
I'm excited about that. I even want to place a bet. Like, I wish I placed a bet a few weeks ago on Zach winning when he was way, way, way down.
I don't know about Zach winning, though.
I've got my suspicions. And on the sly, we found out from... insider source that the save vote on Sunday night, the 75 or 74% save, whatever it was for Zach. Confirmed that was for Zach. So I think he's got he's either got like what they call it, the 3 G's, gays, grannies, and
I don't
something.
Know.
Gays, grannies, and something else behind him. So I hope he takes it out. But I wouldn't mind if Alicia won either. As long as Travis doesn't, I'm really happy. So
let's start our a majority segment on the show, which is bitching about Travis.
Well, I have pre-prepared a lot of things to say about Travis. We were going to podcast earlier in the week, but we didn't. And I had this prepared the night that Greta went in and interviewed all the housemates. And we'll start from the top. Firstly, Greta going in was better than I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be garbage, and I thought I would have to vomit everywhere.
Did you have a bag ready?
Yeah, ready. A bag ready to go.
Okay, Channel 10, give me your worst.
But it was actually better. What was with the Oprah-esque sort of room that she was in with the little fireplace and...
Greta wishes she had a show like Oprah. I mean, secretly, that's what she wants to do. And she's actually just grumbling under her breath going, oh, fucking Big Brother, I'm so fucking over this. Hi, welcome to our great eviction. It's going to be such a great night. I'm fucking housemates here.
But she was in this weird room with weird lighting and you couldn't even see her face or the housemate's face. Perhaps not such a bad thing. They needed more light. Yeah, and what was with the creepy dent? My first note was when they showed Alicia and Billy. And the way they were both talking about each other just showed how fake the relationship was. All that Alicia had to say about it was, yeah, being in a relationship, it makes it a lot easier because we've got someone else to, lean on. And, yeah, I guess it's an advantage. Yeah, it's an advantage having a relationship. Yep. And then Billy was like, yeah, it's all about comfort. It's very comforting to have someone in the house, blah, blah, blah. Ugh. It's completely fake. It hasn't got you through. They think they probably think that it's got them through this far because they're in a relationship, but no, it hasn't because everyone doesn't like them. What else do I have? Oh, she also said that she wouldn't follow him overseas. And he said he's got a boyfriend overseas waiting for him. Fake. Zach was cool. His little interview. On to Travis. We're getting there. This is what I've written down. Travis is playing the family with kids card and is the fakest person I've ever seen on television. All he has to say is that everything is great. He answers all the questions in a roundabout way. And even when he talked to Greta, he used those freaking rocks, which drive me up the wall. But I noticed and have noticed ever since that everything he says is a roundabout way and he completes every sentence with the same thing that he said at the beginning, and it's all
positive.
She'll
be right.
Yeah, if something like someone just died, look, it's good. I've got to go now, and then runs off. And
even if he was dying, if he was on his deathbed, everyone would be crying, and he'd go, it's right, guys, right, so everyone's got to die, it's fine. Yeah, I'll just be going on to bigger and better things, mate. Yeah, look at my rocks. The rock on the left says, yeah.
This is big rock, this is dying rock. Yeah, only if he was in
this is cancer rock.
Only if he was in the house or if he was out of the house, I suspect that he'd be different. And when they Oh, when they did the little interview thing, who do you least want to win, who do you really want to win, and no one said that they wanted Zach to win. And Travis, the first thing he said was, let's forget about it. Let's just, you know, bridge water. I'm over it. We don't need to think about it. You know, let's just get over it. Yeah, like, we don't need to think about it. Come on, let's just move on, guys.
Should be alarm bells going off. Fake alert.
Shit alert. Yeah, and then as soon as Big Brother said, you may now leave the lounge room, Travis sprinted off. And, well, he was connected to whoever he was connected to, but sprinted off and never said another word about the whole thing. And then when Zach was told that he wasn't leaving on Sunday, just going back a bit, at the eviction night, all Travis had to say was, oh, yeah, look, that's bloody great. Yeah, yeah, and gave him this awkward hug, like in the beginning when Zach said that he was gay, and he was like, oh, yeah, that's great. Like, oh, fuck off. Next, what have I got?
Okay, I'll just cut in. Yeah. I have a really important gripe about Travis. Mm-hmm. It affects the show quite a lot. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed Travis is getting a little fat?
I can't. Whenever his shirt's off, I have to stare at those moobs. No, they're so big.
The moobs weren't there when he first entered. I mean, well, maybe they were a little more toned. But the moobs are starting to droop quite noticeably. Did you see when he was collecting eggs with Zach and he was bending down to open up the egg?
Yeah, they are turning into actual breasts. Like, I think he's off his steroid like subscription. So all the muscle is turning to fat because of the horrible diet they're on.
But I don't understand. He has been getting a lot larger. Aren't they like supposed to be starved or something? Is all his muscle turning into
flab? I thought they were eating tofu, and I think that's what's happening because he's just like, oh, I'm in the last week. Well, I'm the Aussie larrikin. I'm going to be here forever.
He didn't actually. Joel and Zoran weren't actually evicted. Like, Travis ate them. And it's a big cover up.
Left and right nipple ate them as they exited. basically, Travis is a dick, and that he's not winning is great. Billy has a large forehead. Also, why did they call the show on Monday nominations? There was no nominations, and Gretel even pointed this out. How hard is it to change the graphic to Gretel's interviewing day?
Oh, you don't understand, though. That will cost money.
They've got to get the work experience kid to do that. Yeah.
And he was at school that day, so they couldn't.
He was at TAFE that day. Yeah. Oh, Big Brother promotes pill taking. What happened? Someone had to take a pill. Alicia had to take a pill, and they showed this 5-minute thing of her taking a pill and everyone telling her how they should take a pill, and it was just weird.
Just swallow it. They're all bitter. Just swallow it and you won't taste the bitterness.
And what did that happen to crushing it up and putting it in with honey or something? Everyone's like, just put it in your mouth and just swallow and just keep doing.
Crush it and then put it into lines. I'm sure that there's plenty of mirrors in that house. Just put some lines up on a mirror.
Oh, the toilet seat. So that's.
Okay, I have to have a gripe about the last week. The last week's supposed to be good. You're supposed to be out of this, like, dull Big Brother phase. The last week's supposed to be great, but it's boring, and they're bringing back... Well, they brought back the Tie Together task. I see you're speechless about this atrocity.
I am. Why, oh, why? You've got to the last week. The show is definitely going to finish. It's not like you're going to get canned or anything halfway. The show is going to finish. You want to get viewers for the final night because you've got three nights of viewing. You've got Friday night, Sunday night, and Monday night. You want to get everyone on board in the last week. Why do tasks that they've all seen in six seasons before? And the whole week has just been boring. Yes, there's only four people. There's very little to work with. Give them a task that causes conflict. Show them... I don't know, snippets from home, or get some emotion out of these housemates. The only emotion that was from Zach, because he hated being attached to someone. But I can see that in 2 minutes in one episode. I don't want to see it for the whole week.
It was just the same old, like, oh no, we accidentally broke the rope. We're going to be punished. Oh, we're giggling because we're hanging out together. Oh, we're sick of each other now.
And then halfway through the week, Big Brother's realised that he hasn't used the phone. Oh fuck, we're paying for this phone line and we haven't used it. Quick, let's get our money's worth. And they do a call from the UK, which
Yeah, that we're was all okay. Waiting for that it. Was okay.
I give them thumbs up for that one.
5 out of 10. 5 out of 10. That's very generous. 5 out of 10.
But the rest of the week has just been garbage. Friday Night Live. I don't even watch Friday Night Live. It's just going to be the same old garbage. And yeah, this week has really been a bit of a letdown. It's one thing I do look forward to the last week because I know in previous season it's been great and it just hasn't been. And whatever happened, maybe this was just something I made up, but I thought that there was going to be 4 housemates on the last night and they were going to cull them all off in one. Instead, they're doing the same tried and tested format of kicking 2 off, have 2 for the last day, have a daily show. And now we've had it confirmed as well by someone inside the production team that there's going to be a housemate parade and the housemates are going to do a dance or some choreographed routine. Vomit.
That was done last year.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's just recycled. It's not even recycled. They've just pulled it out of the trash can from last year. They might as well replay last year's eviction. And then just cut it in with Gretel. The winner is.
And then, like, get the work experience kid to sort of, like, just Photoshop in the new housemates' heads over last year's bodies.
I bet the dance routine will be exactly the same as well. Oh. No, I'm getting worked up and angry.
Okay, break up. I want to talk about, there was an article in The Australian where they were interviewing, it was some guy from Channel 10 or something, and he said in 2008, they plan to revive the Big Brother franchise by doing more stunts like putting Kyle Sanderlands in the house. Oh, wait. There.
Why? Whatever happened? Why can't Australian TV be original? Actually, this is...
No, why are there so many dickheads running Channel 10 and Sun, the Sky, and the Mall?
That's what I was going to say.
Don't know shit.
As a side note, but still related, there was an article in STM magazine, which is a weekend magazine thingy here in WA, that said about the new Neighbours time slot and whatever, and that they're going back to basics and they're going to, you know, reflect a real suburban community in your neighbourhood.
What?
I'm sorry, but in my neighbourhood, people don't, like, kids don't jump into trucks and pull the handbrake and let the truck go hurtling down into a car of people going on a holiday all singing. And then what happened next? Oh, yeah, a girl might be dating her brother, so the DNA tests have to prove this.
See, Neighbours has gotten to that point where it can never be recovered, and Big Brother's the same. Like, what was happening on Neighbours? Like, last time I tuned in, which was months ago, like, this girl was being held hostage by her grandmother or something.
Yeah, but now they're going, you know, back to what is supposed to be regular suburbia, and it's not. I think Australia's drug supply has been shipped to Channel 10 headquarters, and everyone is just toking up. Morning, before the general meeting, what's the Big Brother plan for next year? Let's have a line on our glass boardroom table. But, oh, what is happening? They just need to sack everyone and hire all new people.
Okay, enough about Home and Away. I mean, whatever. They were talking about, in this article in The Australian, though, Channel 10 plans to build this franchise of 5 shows. And the 5 shows are all being adapted almost from the States. The only exception is Big Brother.
As long as Australian Big Brother doesn't take the path of the American one, then I'll.
Why haven't they? Well, at least it would be a change.
Yeah, true.
Why haven't they? I totally forgot what I was going to say.
5 shows from the US.
This is the part where everyone tunes out of the podcast.
Yeah. So you lucky ones who are still.
Oh yeah, yeah. Why can't they realize that when Australia does, their own format of an American show, it's always shit. Always.
And it works in reverse as well. Australia's Thank God You're Here has been doing great here. As soon as they adapted it to the American version, no one watched it. It works vice versa. So you can think you can dance. You've already got Idol and all that other garbage. You don't need another show.
And you can't compete with Channel 7's one, whatever their dancing show is. I know it's popular.
Dancing with Stars. Yeah all the grandmas watch that. Programming at Channel 10 has just gone insane. I've got another note here. Get Haley off my television screen before I throw the couch at it. I was at a shopping centre today. Those Haley ads, if you haven't seen them, the Haley and Thomas ones as well. Your Colgate's showing. I was at the shopping centre, went to the toilet, and then in the mirror is a little branding with Haley's head saying, "Are your Colgates showing?" Blank noise. There's only so much I can deal with, and that's bordering the limit. She was evicted. No one liked her. Get rid of her.
We'll have to take you to the psych ward if you see Haley anymore. Like it's quite a disturbing experience. I'm surprised you've survived this many times. How many times have you walked past that Haley head?
I hope she I hope they blur out her face.
And whenever she speaks, we cannot bring you the audio of us right now. We will be marketing Haley Halloween costumes this October.
Yeah. Where's our breaker noise here? There was also during the week I noticed this Coke advertisement with Daniella, and it was like Daniella's best bits of the house, and then had the Coke, what's the like bar going across the screen, across the bottom of the screen saying extreme or maximum or whatever it is. And all these clips of Daniella, which had nothing to do with being extreme, or it was just her being her.
See, even the effort's lacking from the advertisements. There's got to say something.
We've spent all this money. Someone else can do that for me.
The funniest thing that I saw on the forums, they're giving away 20 copies of the Ready, Steady, Cook DVD to 20 lucky subscribers of Big Brother Premium.
There only are 20 subscribers.
I'm expecting my copy of Ready, Steady, Cook to arrive in the mail. I mean, I paid $40 and I've watched Premium like two days of the whole season.
And they've got this buy and bid section on the official website, and now at the moment I notice they're selling...
How bad is their shop? It's really buggy. Don't put your credit card details into that. It's so dodgy.
Here's what they're saying. This Big Brother cube, they gave it to the housemates on last night's Daily Show, and it's this puzzle cube that has massive retro appeal and is suitable for most age groups. And all the housemates were like, huh? Where? And Travis was just looked completely gobsmacked that puzzles existed. It was like, what is happening? And no one can put this thing together. It's a box. But anyway, it's a limited edition collector's item, so hurry and order yours before they sell out. Jump on board the 3D cube revolution.
There's a revolution in 3D cubes now. Why wasn't I informed? I didn't get the memo.
No, I didn't get the facts either. They're even selling the Big Brother Heart mug from Series 6. Like, obviously, they didn't sell enough at the merchandise store.
So but I thought all that stuff was limited edition.
Yeah, me too.
Oh.
It doesn't even look like a cup.
On that Big Brother 6 mug, they have the clouds and the rainbow, if our listeners remember that ad.
And the birds.
They did that at the beginning of Big Brother 6 and then just canned it, and we never saw it again.
And everyone was suspecting, maybe we're going back to basics, or Big Brother's going to be really nice, or... didn't one of them have a storm coming at some stage? Just awful.
All those work experience kids.
Didn't know what was going on.
So what's that? What else is on your little list there?
That's about it, I think. I'm just happy that Zach is at the top of the betting odds and Travis has moved to... Yeah, Zach's at the top now, I think.
What, did that happen today? Because I didn't get the memo.
You keep talking, I'll look. Do you want Zach to win or not?
Yeah, I do. Well, I wouldn't be too pissed off if Alicia won, as long as it's not Travis.
Oh, no. Alicia she's gone up to $2 and Zach's at $2.10.
Yeah, so it's pretty close.
Travis has gotten really no hope at $7.50.
And Billy's just...
He might as well be evicted now. And they just don't have an eviction show on Friday. I mean, on whatever day they're having it, Sunday. Just evict Travis and that's it. The house is going to be so boring with Alicia and Zach. Can you imagine how much...
They've been the only entertainment, though, especially when they were tied together. They were the good ones. Billy and Travis were just like, so we're pretty tied together and stuff. Let's go wash the dishes.
On other news, I haven't received my eye candies yet. Maybe that's why Travis' boobs are sagging.
I had a big party to go to last weekend. I'd ordered my eye candies several weeks ago. I wanted to stuff my bra. Because there was this hot guy that I wanted to hook up with, and I wanted my breasts to be perky like Brie Amers. And she has a doctor note that says she hasn't had surgery.
What is with that? I went to the website. Seriously, I'm going to go to the doctors and get a note that says something ridiculous. you don't put your doctor's note on your website.
I'm going to go to the doctor and get a note that says, I don't have breast implant, and then start my own business. It should work. I mean, look at Brie. Except I'll get all my products out on time.
So, yes, very dodgy there. What has Mike got to do with it? Is he just paying for it all?
I don't know. I think he's the brains and she's the...
Boobs?
Boobs, yeah.
I was going to say, that's what's happening. They're photoshopping Travis's breasts every night and making them look saggy. So when he comes out, Bree's going to present him with some eye candies because they only made one box. They didn't expect anyone to buy them. So
that's why there's a delay. They didn't expect more than one or two purchases.
They've actually got to go and design them now and create them. Yeah, so... dodginess, whatever.
Yeah, so
my
fuck you, Qvent confidential.
Do research properly. Whatever happened to right-clicking view page info? Took me at least 3 seconds.
Isn't that funny though? We've managed to everyone who's had a go at us this year, we've managed to fully rat them out
because they're dumb. It's not that hard to check your facts before you post things. I'm gonna refresh the thing and see if it's been changed.
Yeah, so if you haven't been paying attention to the website, the eye candies, if you order them, you won't get them for fucking ages.
Ready to go from early August.
We put an article up about how they're all delayed and somebody's reporting Mike Goldman to PayPal. And, then they changed the website to put up a notice saying that they're only taking pre-orders now and they'll all go out in August, then call up the Courier Mail to write an article having a go at us. So fuck you, Mike Goldman. Fuck you, Q Confidential.
We win again.
We win again.
Still, these people are paying like $35 plus shipping
for like blobs of silicon.
Yeah, just scrunch up some Glad wrap, or just have anyway. I'm not even going to go there. I'm not even going to go there. We'll follow it up and we'll let you know when these people start receiving.
Because we're proper journalists.
Yeah, and we. Are better than them. I don't know.
Let's wrap it up.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. So tune into the second part, which will be maybe Sunday night, Monday morning, something like that, and then the final one will be Monday or Tuesday.
And next episode, we have a special guest, Kyle Sanderlands. Just kidding.
We wouldn't put you through something as horrible as that. So vote for Zach or Alicia, and...
Yeah, vote for Zach to win.
Vote for Zach to win. And just in case you missed it, Zoran and Joel were evicted.